Tomorrow is what we call Thanksgiving. And it was a day set aside to give thanks for all that we have. To give thanks in this nation that we are free. To give thanks to God for all that he has blessed us with. And it almost sounds trite sometimes to say, yeah, thank you. Do we really mean it? Are we just saying a polite phrase that we've learned? It's almost like sometimes it could be, oh, thanks. You know, and then the person will respond, oh, no big deal. You know, it's kind of lost its meaning. We just sang about all that God has done for us, and we say, thanks be to God. And when we sing it, are we meaning it? Are we just singing lyrics that are printed in the bulletin? I'll give thanks to the Lord our God, for his steadfast love endures forever. And sometimes it could seem like that could be, you know, when we first started, especially when we do the one psalm with it goes on for a long time, for his steadfast love endures forever. And by the several verses later, for his steadfast love endures forever. Have you ever felt that way while you're doing it? I pray not. And I haven't heard that here, to be honest with you. I've always heard the same at the beginning as at the end. But when we say thank you, are we really meaning it? And what are we thanking for when we say, well, thank you? What was that for? And how often do we say it? Somebody opens the door for you. Yeah, thank you. Or do you say, thank you, that was kind of you? Different times. Or different levels. We could thank somebody for doing something really marvelous, really wonderful. Yeah, like if you bought me that Mercedes-Benz I was talking about on Sunday, you'll get a really good thank you. Until I have to pay the insurance on it. But you just give me a piece of candy. Well, thank you. But again, we tend to reserve our thanks for something that really delights us, really thrills us. You know, Christmas. How many of you have had little children or grandchildren and you watch them open up their Christmas gifts? And they get one and it has a t-shirt in it just or something. Oh, thank you. Then they get what they really want. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we've all been there. We've all seen that. We were all like that when we were little kids too. I guarantee it. Yeah. But does it take something really big for us to sincerely say thank you? Does it take being cleansed of a disease of leprosy for one to come back and say, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me? Does it take something like that for us to remember God and all that he has done for us? Or could it be a little thing? Could it be God led somebody to give me a piece of candy tonight? Or I found a quarter on the ground. Oh, thank you. I'm getting rich now. What does it take for us to really be thankful for? I know that some of us recently might have gone through some hard times. Maybe we fractured a bone. Maybe we had to have surgery. Maybe we're not able to breathe as well as we used to be able to breathe. But we still thank God for everything that he gives for us. We ask him for healing according to his good and gracious will. that we thank him for what, however he heals us. I know that after I came out of my eye surgery and came out of the anesthesia, I don't remember anything. Sally had to talk to the doctor and everything. And I thanked her, and I asked her when we got home, after the surgery, was I nice to them? Did I thank them? And she says, oh, yes, you did. Because I was being sure to thank everybody before the surgery. So I'm trying to make it my goal that everyone who does something for me is a gift from God to me. He has placed that person there at that time to do something that he has prepared for me to receive. And I try to remember to thank you to all those who are in here. And I know on Sundays I've tried to start thanking people for helping with the service. I don't always do so, but I always mean to. And I've told you that I really want to be able to do this here because where I was before, they didn't want me to do it. Oh, you might leave somebody out, or somebody might just not want to da-da-da. And I asked you guys, and you said, oh, we appreciate it. So I thank you that you appreciate that I'm able to thank you for your help in here, and I truly am, because without you, there would be no need for me to be here. Without you and all that you do, I would be having to yell if Mary wasn't back there working the soundboard. Or I might be singing a cappella if Karen wasn't there to play and Jeff to sing and you all to sing with me. Or I might be acolyting the candles if we didn't have someone here to light the candles. Or the songboard. I know that seems small, but I've had where I had to do the songboard. So I did get to play with it a little bit tonight. So if you notice, what does that look like to you? A cross, yes. So Karen, thank you for allowing me to play with your soundboard.
No problem.
Yeah, so, and I like to try to do stuff like that. Just to bring out, hey, why are we here? What do we have most to be thankful for? That God didn't look at us and say, no, they're too insignificant to do anything for. But he did the biggest thing possible for us. He became a man. A living, breathing, actually a baby who grew up to be a man. Living and breathing. And he gave us his only son, Jesus, who grew up to suffer and die on the cross so that we have the forgiveness of sins and the resurrection of the body as he rose on the third day. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And now sits at the right hand of God the Father. But because he went to the cross, we have the forgiveness of sins. Because he rose again, we have the hope of our resurrection. And because he ascended to heaven, as we await his return, we have the promise of eternal life to spend with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not because we've done anything great, but because God's done everything for us. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
love, for loving us. So, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, remember to thank each other sincerely. As you go out, remember to thank people sincerely. Because everything that someone does for you, God has led them to do it. Whether they know it or not, God has led them to do it for you. 9 lepers didn't return to give thanks. So are we going to be the one leper, even though he's a foreigner, a Samaritan? Are we going to be the 9 who just said, oh, that's good. Thank you. Oh, you didn't hear me? That's okay. Let's be the one who gives thanks for what we receive today and always. God bless each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.